Hey everyone, welcome to Renaud's Corner. I'm Renaud Mitchell. Thank you so much for making time in your day or your evening to join me and listening. I appreciate your love and support through your listening, and I hope that you are doing amazing, that your day is amazing. And as for me, I am doing great. I'm feeling wonderful, and I've been having definitely a productive day, as I hope you have also, and just enjoying this day that our Lord has made. And just making time, just thanking God for that, thanking God that I'm here, and thanking God that I'm able to be here to share another podcast with you guys. And as I move forward into this, on today's podcast, I'd like to just speak to the heart of those who feel like what you've done or what you're doing, what you're contributing is not enough, to those who may feel like you as a person is not enough for people or not enough for situations, you know, not enough and not making a difference, not making a change because of what you see, because of what you don't see. I just want to speak to your heart, if that is you, and encourage your heart to let you know that you are making a difference. You are making changes. Even if you don't see it, even if you don't feel it, you're making a difference. You know, every time that you share something, you know, as far as, you know, if it's a good word or if it's sharing, you know, if you're not even just sharing words, but even just the things you do, whether it's on your job, the responsibilities and the duties that you perform on your job, you know, it may go unnoticed by your management or it may go unnoticed by your fellow coworkers, your peers, but just know that it's you're still making a difference, whether they recognize it, whether they recognize you or not. You know, just know that you're making a difference just by you showing up, just by you being there and doing your due diligence, being diligent in your job role and performing it to the best of your ability. And sometimes even beyond, when you do that, you are making a difference. And whether you see it now or whether you see it later, I just want to encourage you to rest in that, rest in the fact that you have done, you're doing what you're supposed to do and being responsible. And that's enough. That's enough that you are making sure that you are giving your employer the best. You know, that's enough. So I want to encourage you that you're making a difference in that way. You know, even if it's you own your own business, you know, if you are whoever your clientele may be, whether you have a restaurant, whether you're owning a hair salon, whatever kind of business you have in your way and form of serving people, you know, you may not see the influx of business or you may see the abundance of business, but in the, whether it's an increase or decrease, you know, don't allow that to negate or to devalue you in your business and make it seem like you're not doing what you're supposed to do, or like you're not, or what your, or your business, or to make it seem like your business or your product that you are doing or selling is not enough, because it is enough and it is making a difference and it is bringing change to some life, if not all the lives in the world, if not many lives in the world, is making a difference for one, at least one, if not all. And that one is what matters or what counts. You know, in your schooling, you know, in every way, you know, just in schooling, in your home life, in every area of your life. There's so many areas and different things that I can cover and talk about, but I don't want to get too caught up on the specific topics, but I just want to speak to you, to your heart, for you know where you're at in your life and you know what you're dealing with in your life, whether good or bad, whether adverse or challenging, however, you know, positive, negative in your life, you know where you're at. And many times we all feel that I'm here to also to tell you and to reassure you that you're not alone in feeling that way, because, you know, just the other day, you know, I felt that way. I just had that inkling of a feeling of feeling like, man, like, is what I'm doing enough? You know, is what I'm sharing truly making a difference in someone's life? Through the words I share, through the things I post and share on social media, is it really touching someone's life? Is what I've done over my years of living, have I really touched people's lives, and have I really made a difference? Have I made an impact? You know, we all get those reflective moments of that, because we want to make sure, You know, we want to make sure that, man, like, it's just that feeling of like, man, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I really touching lives? You know, it's okay to feel that way, you know, and let it, you know, but we can't sit there and stay in that place of questioning, of it's good to reflect and think about, but it's best that we don't stay there, because if we stay there, then it's going to keep us in a place of stagnancy, and we're not going to be able to move forward. We're not going to be able to keep moving and to continue to when we're going to lose our sphere of influence. We're going to lose our motivation if we stay there, our motivation to keep moving forward, our motivation to keep trying to handle our responsibilities, to touch lives, to impact people, to impact not even just people, the people in our homes, the people, you know, and just people in general outside of our home, in our job, in our school, in our gyms, in our businesses, the clients that we see, all of this, you know, it hinders that when we choose to stay in that place of it's kind of honestly slight discouragement. Of in that when that questioning can lead you to so many places and so many things to disillusionment, to where you feel like, man, like, am I really, you know, you start, it can have the capability of you even questioning, allowing you to question your own self and who you are. And I really believe that's not where God wants us to be, to where we're questioning who we are and losing sight of who He made us to be, you know. So that's the thing. You know, we and also it can cause us to lose sight of our purpose. And sometimes I really believe we question that if we're making a difference, because, you know, you gain sense of purpose when you hear responses sometimes. Like when you hear that, man, when someone comes up to you and tells you how much, you know, if something you said or did touched their life, that honestly is fuel for your purpose, you know, because I've been there. When someone said, man, like, man, Renaud, this and this, you know, what you share, it really blessed me, or this and that. And that encourages me to keep going and to keep, you know, that helps me, you know, walk in my purpose even greater. And sometimes I really believe that's why sometimes we have that longing for response and for just being, and while we question sometimes, man, am I really making a difference where I'm at? You know, because sometimes we don't hear it. We don't hear it from the uppers, you know, the managements, the CEOs and the people in our lives. We don't hear it from our parents. We don't hear it from, you know, our friends and families. We don't hear it from our coworkers hey, man, like, you know, what you're doing, you're doing a great job. You know, you're making a difference. We don't hear, you know, people, we don't hear verbally a lot that of how much we are doing. We're on task, and that we're spot on, you know, in what we're doing, and we don't hear that. And sometimes, and when we lack in that hearing, it has the ability to discourage us and make us feel less than. So I'm here to encourage you to not allow it to make you feel less than. Don't allow that feeling to creep up on you so much and to drown you so much to where you lose sight of why you're here and that you truly are making a difference. And don't wait to hear it, but just rest in the surety and knowing that, man, you know, God has placed you on this earth for a purpose, for not just for a reason, but for a purpose, and to continue to walk in it, because as you walk in God's purpose and plan for your life, you are always going to make a difference as you walk aligned with God and His will and His way, and, you know, and focusing on Him and focusing, and as you continue to focus also on being there for people, making a difference in people's lives. When you keep that focus, you know, even, you know, not saying it's easy to keep it, because it's not easy to keep that focus, but when you do, you know, and you begin to live for God and live for what He wants and live for the change that you want to see, to see people's lives changed and improved, and you want to impact people's lives, that's what's going to help you stay in a place of being unmoved and being unbothered by when those feelings and those try to creep in of, man, you're not making a difference. When you hear that voice, sometimes it's our inner voice that we hear it in, and sometimes it's the devil trying to just discourage us, you know, and saying that, man, you're not making a difference. You're not doing what you're supposed to do, you know, and you can't receive that, especially when you know you're doing all you can and you're doing the best that you can, whether it's in parenting, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your workplace, whether it's in ministry, whether it's in in sports, in the sports that you play, in the school, in your schooling, you know, if you know that you are doing all that you can and you're putting your best foot forward every day, you're being diligent in it, then rest in that. Rest in that. Rest in that integrity and diligence that you are walking in. You know, of course, there's areas that we all can work on and shape up on, but we are all doing great. You know, and I just want to, I'm here to, if there's anything else I could say, I just want to just encourage you and tell you that you are doing great. You know, and where you're at in life, you're in, you know, of course, we can always, we can, of course, like it's, like I said, there's areas we want to be further than where we were, than we are now, but appreciate and where you are now and realize that where you are right now is great and things will get better and things will continue to get better. But in order to see the better, in order to see the greater, you got to stay in, you got to stay with it. You got to stay in your lane and keep moving and keep pressing forward and don't give up. And don't give in to those feelings of that you are less than who you are, that you are less than who God made you to be. No, you are exactly who God made you to be. You and don't settle for those feelings of, man, you're not making a difference. Don't settle for those feelings that because you are making a difference. I'm here to tell you, if no one else has told you, I'm here to tell you that you are making a difference where you are at in your life. And I'm here to admonish you and urge you to keep making a difference. Keep making steps forward every day. Each day is a step. Each day that we wake up and we go out to our jobs, we wake up to our spouse and our children, or we wake up to our family members or our, you know, when we wake up and we each day and we make steps to choose to love, we choose to show care, to go to our jobs and fulfill our responsibilities there in our workplaces. That is taking steps forward in the right direction towards reaching the better, towards reaching the greater. So keep taking those steps forward. Don't allow those feelings to settle on your heart to the point of where it just consumes your heart and your mind, to where it keeps you, because it's going to keep you in a dark place, and you're not meant to. We're not meant to be in a dark place, and we're not meant to stay. We're not meant to stay there. You know, it's okay to have those feelings. I want you to know that it's okay. It's okay to have those feelings and those emotions and to walk through that and work through that, but don't stay there. You know, there's so much that God has for you, and there's so much that God wants to do through your life. And in order to see that fulfillment and to feel that fulfillment, you got to keep going. You got to get back up. You got to get back up and keep going, because you're going to keep making a difference the more you keep going. It's okay to definitely take moments and take rest and take moments to just be. But you got, once we take those moments, we get back up and we keep going, because that's the only way differences is going to be made, because there's a life or lives that needs you and needs what you have to offer, and what you have, the experiences that you've experienced, the testimonies that you have, the abilities that you have, the giftings, the talents that you have that are in you. Someone else needs that. And that's a reason to continue and to the glory of God, you know. And so, you know, continue, keep going. You know, and keep making a difference, and know that you are, even when you don't feel it, even when you don't see it, even when you don't hear it, just keep going and rest in the knowing that you are doing your best, and that you are and you are trusting God and as you are walking along doing your best, you are trusting God in it. And that is the greatest thing we can do. And rest in that and know that that is enough. You are enough. You are what you are doing. If you are fulfilling all your responsibilities and you're doing what you're supposed to do, you are doing all that you were supposed to do, and you are making a difference. You are making an impact. You are bringing change to where you are at. So remember that and rest in that. I love you guys so much, and I'm receiving that for myself. Because, you know, and like I shared, there was things and times where I felt like that. And you know, even like I said, just recently, and I had to shake it, because I realized that I am making a difference, whether I feel it, see it, or hear it. I am making a difference, and I am enough. You know, who Renaud is not tied to responses from people. No, who Renaud is not tied to what I do, but it is only who Renaud is. It's only connected to and tied to who God is and who God made me to be. So continue to live God's purpose out. God's purpose for your life, continue to live it out, and just keep moving, keep pressing, keep moving forward, and just keep resting and reassuring yourself. And sometimes in order to see the difference that we're making, or the change that we've made, or Or just to have that sense of, man, like, okay, I am where I need to be. I am doing what I'm supposed to do. In order to get that sense of feeling, sometimes we got to look back at the things that we've done, the things that we've accomplished, the things that, you know, sometimes we definitely can look at the things that we've currently are doing, the work that we're doing, the things that we're doing, and that'll help us too. But sometimes we got to also look back at, whether that's a year from now or years back from now, that at the things we've done, at the things that we've accomplished, and even looking at old messages of, you know, of people that have maybe written you, or phone or voicemails that have, or people have, or messages people have sent to you that said, hey man, you know, you thank you so much for doing this, or you've done that, you've done great. Sometimes looking back at those things as well would give us that reassurance and that push to keep going. So that's why, you know, I encourage, you know, looking, whether you have to look back at old files or old or reports or just whatever it is, sometimes just take a look back at where you used to be, and look at where you are now, and may that be even enough reassurance for you that you are doing well, that you are enough, and that you have done great things. You have made a difference in someone's life, because you have, you know, if you have served someone in any way, you have made a difference. If you have served someone in any way or capacity, and the most important, if you served them well, then you have made a difference in that person's life, in someone's life. You have brought change to someone's life. If you've served at least one person over your lifetime, you have made a difference. So let that also be of a comfort to you, and a reassurance to you that, man, if you serve someone and if you've done something for someone, you have done something great and you have made a difference. So I definitely want to close out on that. I hope that there is something that I've shared on here that has encouraged your heart, because I'm sharing this out of a place of discouragement that I was in recently. I'm sharing out of that place and hopes that it'll encourage you. And I'm being encouraged even in sharing this. So I pray that you are blessed in this, that you are encouraged in this, to keep going, to keep inspiring, because you are an inspiration. Keep inspiring. Keep sharing those words, those good words, those encouraging words. Keep sharing those posts that you have been posting and sharing, it, you know, those positive posts that you've been sharing. And whether anyone responds or not, you are reaching somebody. You're shining your light. Shine your light on social media. Shine your light on your job. Shine the light of God that He's shining in and through you. Shine it in your home. Shine it in your marriage. Shine it. Keep shining it in your interaction, in your raising of your children. Keep shining it in your interaction with your parents, and your, you know, keep shining your light in your school. Keep shining your light in your gym. Keep shining your light in your business, whether it's a small business or big business. Keep shining your light, because someone needs the light that is in you to be shown upon the place of darkness that they may be in, so they can shine their light when they see your light. So keep shining the light of God that is in you by doing all you can, trusting God and realizing that God, you know, is the one that is going to continue to help you and walk with you through it all. And God is the one that's going to help us. His spirit within us is what's going to help us make a difference always and make a change in someone's life. And in changing someone's life, we are changed. So may y'all continue to be blessed. Y'all stay, God bless you. God keep you. Y'all stay well, stay healthy. Take care of those, take care of yourself. Take care of those who are around you, you know, and continue to love God with all your mind, heart, body, soul, and spirit, and continue to love one another. Loving one another alone, that alone in itself brings change. That brings, that love is love of expressing love is inspirational in itself. So if anything, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, let love be your main goal. Loving people be your main goal, to where when you love, the fulfillment in that is so rich, because when you love, you're loving someone, you're giving someone something that they may not have had or experienced within that day. So choose to love people, Love those who are in your household every day, because that is bringing change. That is making a difference in itself. I love you guys so much. And again, I thank you so much for tuning in. And I look forward to sharing with you on the next podcast. God bless you. God keep you.